Please stand and sing number 279. Alleluia, alleluia, let the holy anthem rise.
With us today. We're very happy to have you here. The things are going to be a little bit different today. I'm going to do half the stuff on the old back altar. The regular readings and the homily are going to be up there. So I can move around and I can just take one step with this cook and I got another cane back there. I am well prepared. And it's good to see all of you. And everything today is taken from the Roman Missal. It'll be almost all the same as in your small ones. But if they're a little bit different, sometimes that is there. So anyway. So just remain standing and we'll start things. I could look out back there to start it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Loving and merciful God, we are celebrating the time of mercy, the Goddess Mercy, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. We now say the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Holy. You alone are Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after. Make us always determined to carry out loving and good works. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your ascent to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
You may be seated now for the readings.
The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever. I was hard pressed and was falling, but the Lord heard me. The Lord helped me. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. The joyful shout of victory in the tents of the just. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world, and the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies, and the Spirit is truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thomas, because you have seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are those who have not seen me, but still believe. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Our reading is the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks, put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, all the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." And he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, that they are written, not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Today we celebrate the loving, merciful God, the Divine Mercy Sunday. That's really the name of God. Mercy, loving mercy. It is love, but which is primarily merciful love. Now, God loves us all the time. But sometimes there are a need and a stress, and other people are in need and in stress. Then we call it merciful love. Loving those in situations which are hard, which are difficult, people in trouble, whatever kind of trouble might be. And the loving mercy that God is reaches out. There is already love inside them, the love that is God. But they need more now. And you see, the love that is God reaches out to them. And one of the ways that God reaches out to those in need is through us when we help those who are in need. God's always there. We forget sometimes. But you see, when we're merciful love for people in need, it might be sickness, it could be all kinds of things, difficulties that are there, people in trouble, people in jail, could be all kinds of things, whatever it might be. And you see, when we lovingly help people in need, it's not just our love. It is the love of God also that comes in us and through us. God's always there. Why would God want us there? I think for a couple of reasons. When we are merciful, loving, we help the people in need. But that also transforms our own minds, our own hearts. If we do it for selfish reasons, because, oh boy, I'm going to get more stuff from God now, that's not merciful love anymore. But when we do it with no strings attached, no looking for anything back, nothing like that at all, just, I love you, I want to be something loving, giving that's going to help you be a little bit better, a little bit happier. When we do it with no need for anything, then the love that God is can go through us. Because if you see, well, I'm going to help you because you got some money, maybe you'll pay me back, huh? If I do that, the love of God is not coming through me. I'm blocking it. See, because it's not really love. I want my rewards. This is the interesting thing. When we start to realize deeply that love is what it's all about, then we will have no needs for rewards, no needs for punishments. I wasn't brought up that way. I wasn't. For example, if you're good, you'll get your reward in heaven. I'll be good to you. I don't care about you. Boy, I want to go to heaven. See the difference? Rewards and punishments. Okay. If you're not going to be good, I'm going to send you to hell. Well, I don't want that, so I'll be real good to you. See how this misses the boat? And by the love of God, we can be transformed, so we do it only out of love. And that helps you, helps me, helps everybody. See, heaven's not a place we go for being good. I thank God for that. I'm not sure God would be very have many friends. So there's no see Peter at the gate. Because the love that is God is there. That's what brings us in. The love that is God. It's merciful love particularly. Pope Francis is says it so often, that it's merciful love. There's other good loves too. A merciful love is something special. That's why he talked about the church should be like a field hospital. In a field hospital, they bring everybody's wounded in. Their other side was bad, not bad, to bring it in. And Francis is telling us, church is supposed to be like a field hospital, which means, who's welcome? Everybody. We take everybody. We say, well, you're not the kind of right kind of people for us. Everybody. Wouldn't it be neat if we all loved each other like that? Well, how about if we started at the St. Stan's? How about that? Now, we're not going to change the whole world. But Jesus talked about the kingdom. It's like a tiny mustard seed, and it grows, and it grows. And if we did that, the neighboring parish did that, somebody else would do that, and maybe get out beyond St. Paul and Minneapolis. You see how important we are? And also, there's another thing to remember. Don't ever be scared of God. Well, I sin pretty bad. And God says, I know. I understand. Then the mercy comes in this way, saying, this is hurting you. I want to cure you. Why do I want to cure you? Because I know when you take the path like this, it's not going to bring you any peace, not going to bring any happiness. You maybe get some stuff. But I want for you what is really good. That's why when we sin, God comes to us not to punish us, not to yell at us, but to help us follow a path which will make us more peaceful, more happy. God turns everything into goodness. And if we've been pretty good, you know, yeah, I'm pretty proud of how good I've been all week. And God will come to us too. Well, yeah, that was good. But you're kind of proud of that, aren't you? Well, yeah. You think you're better than that other person who didn't do as much good as you did. Well, yeah, I guess so. That's not going to bring you any peace. Not whatever. Because, you see, you weren't doing it out of love, really. You just want to think you're better. And I'm not going to get stuck there. Even though you're so proud about it and all this, I'm going to help you to realize that that's not going to help you. You're not going to grow. You're not going to become more loving. You're not going to become more peaceful and happy. God meets all of us wherever we are and makes it better. And what is heaven? It's a state where we all love each other. Can you imagine? All of us together, loving each other, including all of the politicians, whichever side they're on, we're all together. We're all together. We've been hating each other and yelling at each other and how stupid you are and how smart I am. And God's saying, I'll get you. I'm going to work with you because you're all my kids and I won't rest till you're all home safe. God is beautiful. Love is beautiful. And God's all the same thing. Let's just be quiet for a moment. And let that love of God to come into us and be open. Perhaps say something like this, God, I need some help. I can't do it by myself. And God says, I know that. All I want is and all I need is just your permission. Then I will come in and I will make you holy. I will make you happy. I will make you at peace. I will make you become what you're meant to be. You can't do it, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Let me do it. And that will make me so happy. I guess we can understand a little bit. God is love. And that's the whole story. I love you. I'd like you to love me too. Please do not love me because I'm a priest. That is stupid. You know why you should love me? Because I'm people. That goes across the world. I'm going to be quiet for a minute, which is hard for me. I'm going to be quiet. Let the love sink in. Amen. Now we have Ethan. We're going to have a baptism. And I just told Ethan's parents, this is the cutest babe I ever saw. Well, I guess if they're all terribly cute, it's kind of true anyway.